All right, so this segment, as Davey teased previously, Dave and I have had fairly extensive, long on and off for me, but mostly on for him, careers in the voice talent industry. I got dropped from my agent because I couldn't show up for auditions at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I've kind of been out of the game for a while. But back in the day, we stayed fairly busy with some of this stuff. You're a lot more active now. It's kind of your main gig, I would say.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty good accounts.
It runs hot and cold. You never know when your next gig is coming, but if you can make it work, it is a great way to make a living.
And I guess the dream gig is to be somebody like John Hamm for Mercedes.
Right.
That's kind of like the top of the mountain, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, and that is kind of a new thing over the last decade or so.
Getting celebs?
Getting celebs, and a lot of times you don't even know who they are unless you really listen. But yeah, like John Hamm does Mercedes and from Mad Men and what's his name, Breaking Bad,
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston. He's the new Ford guy.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that yet.
Yeah, next time you see a Ford ad, listen.
Okay.
I mean he has a couple that he's on camera, but all the VO ones he's done too. So
he's got a great voice.
Yes, he does.
So you kind of came up with an idea to do a little improv VO work.
Yeah, we were kicking this around earlier in the week at the end of the show, and so we tasked the Five Figure Aquarium boys to come up with some really horrible copy for us to read as just kind of a test of our ability to read scripts cold and follow direction. So do you guys want to give any overall direction? Do you want to just jump in? How do you want to do this?
I think we should just jump in.
Okay, so who goes first?
Let's have Davey. Why don't you do Mino's for you
okay.
first?
All right, so I have not looked at this yet.
And Mino's got bad music for you.
Okay, and yeah. Mino, do you have direction?
It should say on the top what voice to read it in. This will be a kind of a promo for a new TV show. I'll say that.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me so when I turn it over, I don't have to read the direction. Do you remember?
Okay, yes, this will be just kind of a sincere voice.
Sincere?
Yeah, do that. It's a TV show. It's something new coming to your TV screen.
So okay, it's trying to be real, conversational, heartfelt.
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
Okay, ready?
I'm turning it over.
What happens when you put 12 guys, 12 girls, one child in a pizza place with one toilet? This fall on CBS, 12 guys, 12 girls, young Sheldon and a pizza place. When a group of millennials and a child genius decide to open a pizzeria in downtown Carrollton that only has one toilet, the S will hit the fan. Will young Sheldon be able to engineer the perfect septic waste system? Will two dozen entitled young adults and young Sheldon be able to successfully manage a vape-friendly pizza restaurant? How many black people will be in the show?
What?
Find out this October when Walton Goggins stars in 12 Guys, 12 Girls, Young Sheldon, and a Pizza Place. It's better than sniffing some girl's ass.
Dude, that was great. It's the most confusing television program of all time.
I would watch that show, though.
All right, so you want me to do yours, Mino, or?
Let's do you doing mine.
And yours is the second one on this?
Yes, it should say your name. So this is for a bakery.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to read it in sort of an aged country voice, sort of a slow, rickety, and I've got music for you.
Okay. Aged country voice?
Yeah, sort of like you've been farming your whole life and you've seen a lot.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. It's not a character. You're real.
You're
a salt of the earth, authentic, real Texan.
You remember the good times.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Don't you miss the good old days? The days when you could get a nice, creamy pie. Aunt Jenna's remembers. That's why they've opened 25 locations around DFW to serve the Metroplex's cream pie needs. We're up every early morning pumping out pies with the creamiest filling to bring you and yours this holiday season. We know that in 2018, falling victim to variety can happen often. So we've decided to ditch a menu and specialize in one thing only. A nice old-fashioned cream pie. So be sure to swing by Aunt Jenna's Cream Pies this Christmas so you can give your wife and kids the gift of cream pie. Aunt Jenna's Cream Pies.
Beautiful.
You're disgusting.
You did a great job.
You are disgusting.
I don't know. They sounded delicious.
Yeah.
Your kids? I can understand the wife.
All right. Was that okay?
I liked it. I bought it.
I was trying to go with like a Sam Elliott kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe too over-affected.
You know what? I think I wanted maybe a little bit more excitement about the pies and about the cream.
You did?
I was shooting for like a Pepperidge Farms Remembers kind of cadence. But
Pepperidge Farm Remembers.
Yeah, I kind of wanted that
Pepperidge
voice.
Pepperidge Farm. Okay.
But I think you nailed it.
All right.
All right, so I'm back up, yep. And this is Sam. So what direction do you have?
Okay, we're doing me. All right, so this is for a hibachi restaurant.
Okay.
So you're going to be reading it actually in Irving Kerr's voice, if you still have that in your repertoire.
Hang on a second.
You need to practice for a sec?
Only at Christmas. This is Irving Kerr's collecting cans.
Okay, here we go.
All right, you good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here comes the music. Ready? Here we go.
Are you tired of that gay little onion volcano at your neighborhood Japanese restaurant? We'll toss that aside and come down to DFW's newest hotspot, Rising Sun Hibachi. Our menu boasts a wide range of options. The Saturday special shrimp tempura and spicy edamame is a surprise attack of flavor that'll have your fleet of taste buds out of commission.
I'm losing it.
And wait until you hear about our sneaky sushi. It's torpedo of tastiness right in your mouth hole. Plus, we also serve nachos on Tuesdays.
Weird.
So bring your family on over and make love to Rising Sun Hibachi.
Yes.
Dude, that was awesome.
Absolutely.
They serve nachos on Tuesdays.
Hit me over the head with a gay little onion volcano and make love to me.
Awesome. All right, so is this yours, Mino?
Yeah, this one's for Danny.
Okay.
This is a spot that's going to be running in Louisiana, starting the first of the year.
Oh, you're going to make him do a Cajun voice?
Yes. Dude, so you need a very deep Cajun voice to pander to that to the audience that this is going to be running to.
All right, I need to practice for one second. Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
He's off mic. He's thinking about it. Ooh-wee!
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yes.
Ooh-wee!
All right, I'll do what I can. I'll do my best.
Okay. All right, the music's going to start, and you can just go whenever.
Ooh-wee! Are you a-craving some slow-cooked meat New Orleans style? Are you sick of lame-ass chain restaurants? Well, we got the place for you. Ooh-wee! Look at that Bayou Barbecue! We got beans, brisket, sausage, potato salad, and all the barbecue you want. So bring the entire family down to the Alligator Farm and put your meat in your mouth. Ooh wee, look at that. With 7 Bayou locations and 1 opening up in Euless. Ooh wee, look at that Bayou Barbecue. It's better than snipping some girl's ass.
Jesus.
I felt the swamp ass from your character.
Thank you. I would actually eat at Ooh Wee Look at That Bayou Barbecue and at Rising Sun Hibachi.
Well, there's a new one opening in Euless, so we can check it out.
What about Aunt Jenna's Cream Pies?
I'm staying away from those. All right, is that it?
There is one more, but we can skip over it if y'all aren't feeling
it. Where is it?
It's right there on the table to the left.
Yeah, I have it. Do you want to?
You want to take a shot?
We can tag team it.
It was written by Sam Hale. He wanted to table one for y'all.
You want me to start or you start?
right, the voice. Okay, this is
here. Let me. I've still got some music over here, so I'll play some for you.
Well, here's his instruction. The voice for this is intended to be a Southern Colonel type, sort of like Big Jim Jack, the fake Aggie booster, a country draw, real Southern and deliberate. Well, you take the first line, and I'll take second. You go 1, 3, and 5. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Here comes the music. Y'all ready?
All right. Hit it.
Or the uninspired fried chicken your wife makes you every week? Well, then slide into your nearest local Choker's Chicken location. At Choker's Chicken, you'll see the magic happen right in front of your face. We choke the chicken, plug it, coat it in Grandma Choker's secret fry goo, and shove that baby in a hot fry until it comes out. Then we crispy brown. Oh, hell, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Then we finish every Choker's Chicken with our signature cream gravy, coating every inch in it. So come shove some Choker's Chicken in your face hole. Remember, if your eyes ain't watering, it's not Choker's.
Why were we yelling?
I don't know. Because we're passionate about chicken.
All right. I don't know. Wait, who won? Did we both win or did we both lose?
I think you crushed. I think Irving Cares took it over the top.
It's hard to do Irving Cares for more than like three words at a time. Oh, man.
I think the P1 won.
Oh, yes. Well, everyone wins.
Let's run to Twitter and find out.